They say that the power of that Oval Office for seduction is enormous, Eric replied, as we now know from Clinton. You go into that sacred space, that oval, and you're really in a special charmed circle and you can't think straight. It works. It really works. Outside the White House, after their 17-minute meeting with President Ford, Alice Olson gave a statement to the press. I think it should be noted, she said, that an American family can receive communication from the President of the United States. I think that's a tremendous tribute to our country. She felt very embraced by Gerald Ford, said Eric. They laughed together and so on. The President promised the Olsons full disclosure, and the CIA provided the family and America with a flurry of details, each more unexpected than the last. The CIA had slipped LSD into Frank Olson's Cointreau at a camping retreat called the Deep Creek Lodge. The project was codenamed MK-Ultra, and they did it, they explained, because they wanted to watch how a scientist would cope with the effects of a mind-altering drug. Would he be unable to resist revealing secrets? Would the information be coherent? Could LSD be used as a truth serum for CIA interrogators? And there was another motive. The CIA later admitted that they very much enjoyed paranoid thrillers like The Manchurian Candidate, and they wanted to know if they could create real-life brainwashed assassins by pumping people with LSD. But Frank Olson had a bad trip, perhaps giving rise to the legend that if you take LSD, you believe you can fly, and you end up falling out of windows. Social historians and political satirists immediately labeled these events a great historical irony, and Eric repeated these words to me through gritted teeth, because he doesn't appreciate the fact that his father's death has become a fragment of an irony. The great historical irony, Eric said, being that the CIA brought LSD to America, thereby bringing a kind of enlightenment, thereby opening up a new level of political consciousness, thereby sowing the seeds of its own undoing, because it created an enlightened public. It made great copy, and you'll find that this theme is the motif of a lot of books. The details kept coming, so thick and fast that Frank Olson was in danger of becoming lost, swept away like a twig in the tidal wave of this colorful story. The CIA also told the Olsons that in 1953 they created an MK-Ultra brothel in New York City, where they spiked the customers' drinks with LSD. They placed an agent called George White behind a one-way mirror where he molded and passed up the chain of command little models made out of pipe cleaners. The models represented the sexual positions considered by the observant George White to be the most effective in releasing a flow of information.